Side 7. 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Continuing on page 264. One had to see only the days of sun and dew that poor José Arcadio Buendía went through under the chestnut tree, and all the time needed to mourn his death before they brought in a dying Colonel Aureliano Buendía, who after so much war and so much suffering from it, was still not 50 years of age. In other times, after spending the whole day making candy animals, she had more than enough time for the children, to see from the whites of their eyes that they needed a dose of castor oil. Now, however, when she had nothing to do and would go about with José Arcadio riding on her hip from dawn to dusk, this bad kind of time compelled her to leave things half done. The truth was that Úrsula resisted growing old even when she had already lost count of her age, and she was a bother on all sides as she tried to meddle in everything and as she annoyed strangers with her questions as to whether they had left a plaster St. Joseph to be kept until the rains were over during the days of the war. No one knew exactly when she had begun to lose her sight. Even in her later years, when she could no longer get out of bed, it seemed that she was simply defeated by decrepitude, but no one discovered that she was blind. She had noticed it before the birth of José Arcadio. At first she thought it was a matter of a passing debility, and she secretly took marrow syrup and put honey on her eyes. But quite soon she began to realize that she was irrevocably sinking into the darkness, to a point where she never had a clear notion of the invention of the electric light, for when they put in the first bulbs, she was only able to perceive the glow. She did not tell anyone about it because it would have been a public recognition of her uselessness. She concentrated on a silent schooling in the distances of things and people's voices, so that she would still be able to see with her memory what the shadows of her cataracts no longer allowed her to. Later on, she was to discover the unforeseen help of odors, which were defined in the shadows with a strength that was much more convincing than that of bulk and color, and which saved her finally from the shame of admitting defeat. In the darkness of the room, she was able to thread a needle and sew a buttonhole, and she knew when the milk was about to boil. She knew with so much certainty the location of everything that she herself forgot that she was blind at times. On one occasion, Fernanda had the whole house upset because she had lost her wedding ring, and Úrsula found it on a shelf in the children's bedroom. Quite simply, while the others were going carelessly all about, she watched them with her four senses so that they never took her by surprise. And after some time, she discovered that every member of the family, without realizing it, repeated the same path every day, the same actions, and almost repeated the same words at the same hour. Only when they deviated from meticulous routine did they run the risk of losing something. So when she heard Fernanda all upset because she had lost her ring, Úrsula remembered that the only thing different that she had done that day was to put the mattresses out in the sun because Meme had found a bedbug the night before. Since the children had been present at the fumigation, Úrsula figured that Fernanda had put the ring in the only place where they could not reach it, the shelf. Fernanda, on the other hand, looked for it in vain along the paths of her everyday itinerary without knowing that the search for lost things is hindered by routine habits, and that is why it is so difficult to find them. The rearing of José Arcadio helped Úrsula in the exhausting task of keeping herself up to date on the smallest changes in the house. When she realized that Amaranta was dressing the saints in the bedroom, she pretended to show the boy the differences in the colors. "Let's see," she would tell him. "Tell me what color the Archangel Raphael is wearing." In that way, the child gave her the information that was denied her by her eyes, and long before he went away to the seminary, Úrsula could already distinguish the different colors of the saint's clothing by the texture. Sometimes unforeseen accidents would happen. One afternoon when Amaranta was embroidering on the porch with the begonias, Úrsula bumped into her. "For heaven's sake," Amaranta protested, "watch where you're going." "It's your fault," Úrsula said. "You're not sitting where you're supposed to." She was sure of it, but that day she began to realize something that no one had noticed, and it was that with the passage of the year, the sun imperceptibly changed position, and those who sat on the porch had to change their position little by little without being aware of it. From then on, Úrsula had only to remember the date in order to know exactly where Amaranta was sitting. Even though the trembling of her hands was more and more noticeable, and the weight of her feet was too much for her, her small figure was never seen in so many places at the same time.